You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was real slick driving in, and I was listening to Mike Nilsson last night, and I guess they couldn't put down the de-icer solution.
How come?
Because it was raining. So it would just wash it all away because it's the rain. So the rain
Stupid
turned
rain.
To ice and snow last night, and there you have it. Get your skates out. Thanks, Mike Nilsson.
How is Mike?
Going really great. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Mike told us once that he could take or leave our show. He's like, "Nah." He goes, "But my wife is a huge fan."
Yes.
So shout out to
he's the
Mike
man.
Nilsson's,
like he
Mike
knows
Nilsson's wife.
Yeah, Mike Nilsson's wife and him. He knows the weather, man. He's a pro. He is. He's worth every penny. He's a good guy.
doesn't he do his tornado dance? And
oh, that's
like
right.
That?
He's the tornado dance guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of the weather and the snow and the ice, I popped out of my house real quick this morning to do a quick little, you know, shovel around my truck and brush it off and all that. And as I stepped out of the house, we've got like a porch light, boom, right there. It's like, as soon as you step out, it's right there on your left. And it's this big, big mamma jamma. And I stepped out and I hear that and I look up and there's like three bats that come out of the bottom of the porch light, because I guess they were all snuggled up in there staying warm.
Yeah.
And of course, they're like all over me, and I'm, you know, doing the hand waving, and I've got a hoodie on, you know, and I think one is in the back in the hood, and I'm like reaching for it, and one's hitting my head, you know, and I just was like, wonder if any of my neighbors are up at this time of the morning watching me right now, because I look ridiculous.
I wonder if it's on your Ring camera or anything.
Oh, yeah. I might have to go back and look and see. But, yeah, talk about a freaky thing first thing in the morning to have bats whizzing around your head and, like, hitting you. And they are one of the grossest creatures on the planet. So it's, like, of all
you
things,
think?
Smacking me in the face.
Oh,
yeah,
I kinda,
they're
I like
creepy.
Them a lot.
They carry disease.
Oh, they do so much. They eat so many mosquitoes.
They
that
get the
you,
moths and they get the mosquitoes.
Yeah,
but
they're terrific.
I don't
critters.
Want one on my face, though.
They do look weird. There's no doubt. But they think we look weird. So
right.
So right. We're even. You know, speaking of your porch light and everything, I've got a security light in the back of my house that's way up high because it's a walkout basement. So, you know, it's quite a bit of distance.
Yeah.
And this light went out a couple of days ago.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, well, damn it. Because from the ground, it has to be 20 feet up or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a ladder like that. And I'm like,
you got to get the shoes with the spikes in them, like the lumberjacks do, and then that belt around you and shimmy on up it.
It's on the side of a house. There's no way of shimmying.
It sounds
I'd
to
have
me.
To be Spider-Man.
It's, oh, you're right. It's on your house. Okay. That was on a pole or something.
No, it's on the pole. It's on the side. It's on the corner of the house, and I have no way of getting up there. So,
bucket truck. Time to get you a bucket truck.
Man.
That is going to be an expensive light bulb.
Well, no, here's the, it's the truth. And here's the thing is that I'm thinking, well, this is probably the universe telling me it's time that I got a taller, one of those extension ladder things, because I don't have one of those. I've just got a regular, you know, step ladder. And it's like, but then there's no way of transporting that home because it's not going to fit in my sedan.
Not at all.
So now I have to rent a truck from one of the home repair places for $20. Just to get the ladder to bring home, then take the truck back.
Can you buy one of those on Amazon and have it delivered?
I don't know. The kind that extends that
you
far?
You think that you can
I
get
guess you
anything.
Could buy anything.
It's time to start
Except
meeting your neighbors.
I don't want to be that jerk to the delivery people because that would probably weigh like 25 pounds or something
which
at least.
Is nothing. They got to do that form when they, you know, they can lift 50 pounds over their head when they apply, right? That's nothing. They could do two of those.
Tell me about that. I didn't know about this form.
Oh, isn't it like the standard, like whenever you go apply for a job at Home Depot or any place, it's always
you have
like,
to be able to
can
lift
you lift 50 pounds?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. Or like I said, time to meet your neighbors to see if your neighbor has one that you can borrow.
That's not going to happen. So,
yeah, I wouldn't loan you one because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
What I'm thinking, because there's a company that comes out and does the gutters.
Oh, yeah, they'll
and
do
where
it.
And where I live, there's 8 billion. People don't grasp the amount of leaves where I live. Mm-hmm. I mean, It's more than your brain can wrap around. And those gutters are way up at the top there. And so you need a special company to come do it. And I'm thinking about just throwing them a couple extra bucks and saying, look,
do it.
Clean out the gutters and while you're up there.
Is it near a window where you could like reach out a window?
No, it's not.
Who put that there?
That's a great question. It's the same person who put that smoke alarm in my old house over there off Parker Road.
At the peak.
Yeah, the 18-foot tall smoke alarm, and then laugh and laugh.
Oh, man.
Same people.
You need to move.
I know.
You need to get out of that dump.